hearing the word of God that saves us. But not only that, but we stay right with God through hearing, right? You know, the Bible says, despise not prophesying. So if we're not to despise something, that means what? We're supposed to love prophesying. What is it talking about? Talk about preaching. Amen. And the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. And I'm thankful for the word of God that's being preached. Why? Because it helps me to stay right with God. The Bible says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Why? So we can stay right with God. You know, when we come to church, we got to be ready to receive the word of God with all readiness of mind. Why? Because we're talking from the Bible. We're showing you biblical illustrations. We're preaching on sin. We're teaching doctrine that'll help you to get the sin out of your life. You know, I heard someone say, oh, you guys always talk about just sin and so on. And said, yeah, we do. You need to talk about those things because we're sinful people. And we need to work on staying right with God. And we need to preach on sin and fornication and adultery and drunkenness and pornography and tell you that those things are wrong and tell you that divorce is wrong and tell you that sodomy is an abomination. You need to hear those things. Yeah. Over and over and over and over. Oh, but that's your high horse. No, this is the high horse. Okay? And we do need to talk about those things. And the reason why we talk about them so much is because it hasn't been talked about for the last couple decades.
Yeah. Yes. That's right. Amen.
So we need to recondition Christians to believe what's right according to the word of God. Amen. You know, Paul said, it's not grievous for me to write the same thing unto you. Paul repeated himself all over the New Testament. So did Jesus. So did everyone else. Amen. Why? Because we often receive the word of God, we forget it, and guess what? If it's not talked about again, we just continue on in our own ways, in our own paths, and we forget. That's why a lot of, we'll talk about it in a little bit, but that's why a lot of Christians, things that they used to believe like 10 years ago, they no longer believe it. Why? Because they stopped talking about it. Yeah.